伊斯兰国唆使对美国本土的大屠杀，令到很多美国人感到不安。
It's really scary because ISIS has like bombs and everything, and bombs could take out like a whole city.
阿里普尔是加州的居民，他说伊斯兰国有炸弹，什么都有，这些令到大众惊恐万分，炸弹可能会摧毁整个城市。
I mean, when the Paris thing happened, obviously, you know, there was, we heard on the news, you know, that they, you know, that obviously we were targeted too.
另外，加州居民艾莉卡又说，在巴黎事件发生的时候，大家在新闻之中听到的，但很显然，美国也是被攻击的目标。
We have got a hidden enemy. We've got an enemy that doesn't wear uniforms. We've got an enemy that's very vicious, very violent, very sick. And we've got to take him out.
另外，共和党总统参选人川普说，美国的敌人匿在暗处，美国的敌人不穿军装，美国的敌人非常恶毒，充满暴力，极其凶残，大家必须铲除这些人。在打击伊斯兰国这个问题上面，具有跨党派的共识。
They have to be defeated, and that means taking them on in the air, taking them on the ground, and taking them on in cyberspace.
民主党总统参选人克林顿说，这些人必须被打败，要在空中、在地面、在网络空间打败他们。但应该怎样去做，凸显出两党深刻的分歧。
We need to renew the assault weapons ban. We need to end the sale of high-capacity magazines. We need to make gun trafficking a federal crime.
美国民主党总统参选人桑德斯说，大家应该恢复对攻击武器的禁售，大家应该结束销售高容量弹盒，大家应该将枪支走私定为联邦罪。
The left's immediate reaction to radical Islamic terrorists, like kittens with their eyes closed, is not to go after the bad guys, but immediately to try to seize the guns of law-abiding citizens.
而共和党总统参选人克鲁兹说，左派对伊斯兰国恐怖分子作出的立即反应，就好像双眼紧闭的猫一样，不是去追捕那些坏人，而是要立即设法收缴守法公民的枪支。总统参选人甚至对使用什么的词来到框定关于暴力和恐怖主义的辩论亦都争执不下。
Call it for what it is. This is a fight for the Western civilization. They've declared war on us.
共和党总统参选人布殊说，应该怎样称呼就怎样称呼，这些是为西方文明而战，这些人已经对美国宣战了。
The problem is that that sounds like we are declaring war against a religion.It helps to create this clash of civilizations that is actually a recruiting tool for ISIS and other radical jihadists.
民主党总统参选人克林顿说，这样听起来好像是美国对宗教宣战，而这样讲会有助于产生这种文明冲突，这些是伊斯兰国和其他激进的圣战分子招兵买马的工具。共和党领导的国会在这个周末必须要延长政府的开支授权，才能够避免部分机构关门。加州伯纳迪诺的袭击事件和奥巴马的全国讲话在华盛顿政坛上肯定会产生意见分歧。以上是美国之音记者包曼华盛顿的报道。